Now, okay, yes, here we go. Tell me about this great new idea. And you've sort of become a little entrepreneur on Drive-By.
But honestly, there's a touch of the Richard Branson about me, you know what I mean? And I'm nothing to do with Virgin, but I'm just saying, there is a touch of that about me at the moment. So I'm kind of the Al Prentice.
So you're, very good, I like that. Yeah, so last week's idea created quite a stir.
Yeah, I found out that Tesco were doing the custard cream spread.
Yeah.
And I thought, wait, hold on. I can just put this on a load of different biscuits. They don't have to be custard creams. I could make a fortune.
Yeah, and so you made €5, which is good.
Yeah.
And I'll have that back when you're ready. So this week, what is it? Because you were saying about your suit, because you're a very dapper young man.
Everybody who's wearing suits now knows that dry cleaning is so expensive in Dublin. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the average price is about €20 to get your suit cleaned.
Really?
Yeah, no, honestly. And with the shirts, if you want them washed, ironed, hung, that's like €6 per shirt.
Hung or bagged?
Hung.
Oh, I used to get them bagged.
Bagged?
Bagged, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
But you know, you get a suit bagged.
No,
they fold it and bag it for you.
Oh, no. I like mine to come back on a hanger.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah.
So you're spending a lot of money.
Hung, rolled and bagged.
You know, I send about 5 suits every Friday in to get dry cleaned in Tala.
Okay, but that's going to cost a lot of money.
It's about €100 at least a week.
So you've come up with this idea. Al's idea is how you can actually save money on dry cleaning.
Well, yeah, okay. So what I've decided is, okay, don't dry clean. Give your shirts and suits to a charity shop, right?
Okay.
Then they'll clean them to sell them on, go back in and buy them.
And you'll get them cheaper than if you were dry cleaning them?
Yeah.
I like that. What if they've sold
perfect?
Them?
No. You have to go very early.
Yeah,
the next day. Like, you know, around Rat Mines, there's all the charity shops, okay? Because all the students live there.
Yeah.
Go in as early as you can to get your suit. Because you don't want somebody else walking out in your Louis Copeland suits.
No, you're going to have to jump on them.
No, well, I don't know about that. Best idea for that, Colin.
Sorry, Louis Copeland. Well done, that's one. Go on.
Best idea for that.
Yeah.
Put, like, this is a three-piece I'm wearing at the moment.
Okay, yeah.
Put the waistcoat into one charity shop.
Yeah.
Trousers into another. Jacket into another. Nobody's really going to want them on their own.
That's a good idea.
Then the next morning you do about a 20 minute run, pick them all up for about 5 each.
Go to 3 charity shops and have the 3 different bits in the 3 charity shops. You go, oh, done, yeah, that's
oh god,
good.
You're saving yourself €50.
Okay, I like that. Good
perfect.
Idea. Perfect.
Also, okay. Right, yep. Wear it to a fancy nightclub, okay? I shouldn't be giving this away. This is my business, but wear it to a fancy nightclub.
Yeah.
Even better, bring a couple of suits to a fancy nightclub.
Nightclub. Okay.
In a suitcase.
In a suitcase.
Yeah, well, pretend you're a foreign businessman.
Okay.
So you go in, all right, now it has to be somewhere like around Leeson Street or if you're down in Cork, right on the like Merchant's Quay or somewhere real posh, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if Merchant's Quay is posh. Looks like it is.
It's fine.
Go in and deliberately bump into people who are drinking red wine.
Okay.
They'll spill it on you. And it's a posh nightclub. They'll go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Make a big deal out of it. This is my grandfather's suit. How could you do this to me? This is the only suit he ever owned. He left it to me when he died in the war.
He died in this, yes. Okay, yeah.
They'll go, no. I'll pay for cleaning it. Then you go and you go back to the cloakroom, get another suit out, put it back on, go into a different part of the nightclub, bump into another person.
Just be careful, you don't have too much drink on you and you bump into the same guy.
Oh yeah. No, well, you're wearing a different suit, he'll just go, what the hell? And you go, oh no, I had to put on another one.
I mean, you did this to my twin brother. How could you do this in one night?
The same idea, blackmailing people into paying your dry cleaning bill for you. Lend your suit to a friend, one you've already worn.
Okay.
You might have even worn it a couple of times.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have worn it about 6 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lend it to him. Go convince him he needs it. You're going on a date. What are you going to wear? Right. Jeans. No, man, you're wearing a suit. You're going to an interview and you're not going to wear a suit. Just convince him he needs it. You're an electrician and you're not going to wear a suit. Yeah. Convince him he needs it. And then when it comes back, go, man, that's
a bit manky now. Yeah. That's.
And then he'll go and clean it for you.
That's a good idea. I like that as well. Yeah, okay.
One that I'm using at the moment in 2FM, don't tell them upstairs.
Okay.
Invent a reason to wear it into work and then expense it.
Okay, I like that. Yeah.
I always say I can't not wear a suit in here with you because you spit so much when you talk. And if I was in a t-shirt, I'd be soaking.
What do you mean spit?
You do. You kind of look at there, you're splattering all over me. You do. You need a gum guard or something.
Well, you should get a splatter screen then.
I'm just saying, years ago, people never saw it, but Jim, when he used to leave the studio, oh my God, it looked like he was after going through hailstones.
He had an umbrella.
What I'm saying is, I just take off my waistcoat and jacket and I expense it then to upstairs.
Okay, expense it to upstairs. Good one, yeah. All right,
now,
okay.
This is where it goes proper. Trump, Donald Trump, I mean. Now, you can Trump or dump this whole idea.
Okay? So far, I'm with it.
Yes.
Except the last one.
Really?
It's my personal hygiene.
Open a hanger business.
Open a hanger business?
Right?
Yeah.
When you give in your suits, don't give them in with a hanger. Don't be doing that. They have enough hangers.
Turn
ask for it with a hanger back.
Yeah.
Right? You hand in 5 suits, you get 5 hangers. Now that doesn't sound like much. End of the year, you probably got about 100 hangers.
What do you do? Sell them?
Sell them wholesale. Cut out the middleman. Actually, my dry cleaners is beside the Aberley Court Hotel. 2-minute walk from Marks and Spencer's. I go in, sell them their hangers back.
See, the other thing a lot of people do as well is, yeah, they take hangers from hotels as well. So, I mean, you could actually start an entire hanger business where you could take hangers from loads of places.
Oh, man, it's amazing.
You could hang wherever you go, you just take a hanger. Okay, that's, yeah, now, the hanger business is good.
This is where it gets genius.
Okay, give me one more.
I've been a member of a gym.
Yeah.
For about 6 months now.
Yeah, okay.
Do I look like I've gained weight?
No, yeah.
Do I look like I've gained muscle mass?
No.
No, do you know why?
Why?
I'm not using the gym for that, Colin.
What are you doing?
I'm bringing in my suits.
Yeah.
I'm putting on a towel and I'm hanging them in the steam room. A good half hour in the steam room. The lads don't mind. They all just sit around. My suits hang in there. Sometimes I even get into the sauna in a suit.
You're that guy.
I'm the guy.
You're that guy.
But that is genius. Can you, like, a gym membership is like £100 a year. That's my suits every Friday. So I just put them in.
If you put all those 6 ideas together, you actually will save yourself an absolute fortune. Al, your alternative dry cleaning business.
Trump or dump?
I'll trump it.
Yes!
I'll trump it. I'll give it to you.
Oh, baby, show me the money. Show me the money.
Everyone, you're responsible for your own dry cleaning.